Welcome to Talking Walking's 5-year walking forecast. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking. To mark the 5th anniversary of Talking Walking in 2013, we asked thought leaders to make their 5-year predictions about the state of walking in the fields in which they work and the places where they live. Respondents were asked to call a Skype number to leave their forecast, identifying who they were, what work they were doing that revolved around walking, and what their forecast was for walking in the next 5 years. We recorded these voice messages and reproduced them here. The voice you're about to hear belongs to Jess Allen, a dancer and walking artist from Aberystwyth, undertaking a practice study PhD in performance at the University of Manchester, looking at walking in rural landscapes in the eco-activist dance practice. She's been a lifelong walker and has built up a healthy scepticism of forecasts, especially those that predict the weather. So she brings a refreshing take on the concept of a walking forecast. Her predictions may not be quite what you expect.
I'm Jess Allen. I'm a dancer and walking artist from Aberystwyth with a year as a horse and a dog. And I'm currently doing a practice-based PhD in performance at the University of Manchester, looking at walking in rural landscapes as an eco-activist dance practice. I very much like the idea of a forecast for walking because as someone who spent most of her life walking in the rain with only the sound of my own waterproofs for company, it's a neat mirror of the weather forecast that I used to listen to, but now never do. This is because I've become increasingly convinced that forecasts are just as much about being wrong as they are about being right. And so I think walking provides us with the useful metaphor that we just need to be responsive dynamically in the moment to whatever challenges the weather or the terrain or the gradient or indeed life presents us with. There's no such thing as bad weather, only inappropriate clothing and wet feet kind of thing. People always seem to say, like so grandly, we are living in uncertain times, but I think that's a given because we never quite know what's around the corner. And I'd say that we're actually now living with one great certainty that we are going to have to respond in a carbon neutral way to the climate consequences of our carbon excesses of the past. And it seems that walking will become a default tool in doing that. I think we've forgotten that it was our primary means of locomotion, and it's quite possible we're going to be increasingly reminded of that whether we like it or not. But maybe before we get to that walking wake-up call, we will already have reappropriated walking for quite different reasons. I'm increasingly disturbed and disquieted by our present love affair with online social networking, and I hope that when this reaches a peak and we realise that we've succumbed to a click-happy apathy, a total sort of sensual disengagement with the natural world and each other, that we might use walking to facilitate real interactions with people and places. And in this way, we might use walking to unplug ourselves from the matrix. There might even be a film about it, and then everyone would be walking around Hollywood. My final prediction for walking is from an academic perspective. At the moment, walking seems to have suddenly become of great interest as a medium or a tool for academic research across disciplines, from performance, of course, to ethnography, to anthropology, to geography, resulting in unavoidably geeky puns about walking, striding across fields, and so on. I'm really glad that walking is being acknowledged in this way, but I can't help but feel, even at the risk of pulling the rug out from under my own academic feet, that within the next 5 years, we will surely be exhausting its potential as a research tool, perhaps. And maybe then people will move on to something else, like weather forecasting or running.
You've been listening to a 5-year walking forecast to mark the 5th anniversary of Talking Walking. This forecast was made by Jess Allen, a dancer and walking artist, researching walking in rural landscapes as an eco-activist dance practice. To learn more about her art and her work and the topics she mentions in her forecast, follow the links on the talkingwalking.net website. Do revisit talkingwalking.net, where you'll find free podcast interviews of artists, activists and professionals from the world of walking, and of those of us have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 5-year walking forecast are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited in London. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics, and the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.